Hello, I'm Harold Ogle, a program manager of the JCP Program Management Office, and I'm here today to talk a little bit about some of the features we're building and looking to implement in a new version of the jcp.org website in March. The first thing that you're going to notice when you look at the new site is that we have a new visual design. In addition to looking different, there is an improved navigation so that you'll be able to find things more easily. And also, more than that, the navigation is applied consistently across all the pages. So that's an improvement over what we have today. One of the things that you'll notice in this navigation is the ability to log in from any page. So users of our site can now register themselves. You fill out a form, you come up with a user name and your own password, enter in your contact information, and voila, you can personalize the site to some extent. And when you return to the site, you can log in and it will remember your settings. You can view your profile and edit it at a later time yourself if, say, your email address changes. That is also an improvement over what we used to have. In the current site, you have to send email to a spec lead or us in the program management office to make a change. So in the new site, you'll be able to do it yourself. I should note that existing users, say if you're on an expert group now or a spec lead, you've had a login and password for some time, you also will be able to go in and edit and change it to something that is a little more human logical for you. So with that login, I should say that we have unified the various logins for the password protected areas of the site. In the current site, there are a bunch of different areas that are protected by different sorts of passwords and logins. We've combined all of those so that they'll be recognized by that one registration login. So anywhere that you are prompted to log in, you would use the one login, and then it would remember it for that session on the site, any other place that you are allowed to go with the permissions that are associated with your account. So if you represent a member, it will know that you can access any member area of the site. If you are an EC representative, it will know that not only can you access the member areas, but you can see all the EC private stuff as well. So another new feature, or an enhanced feature of what we have now, is the search function. Right now, most people probably know their JSRs that they're really interested in by the JSR number. But say you're interested in looking for JSRs that are tangentially related. Say you want to look up JSRs that have something to do with MSA. Well, now we've implemented the search that it will look through the title of the JSR as well as the body of the proposal info for the JSR. So if it mentions MSA, that it's related to it or is building upon it, for example, you could enter in MSA and that would come up as part of the search results. So once you've found a JSR that you're interested in, you can click a little link to add that JSR to your watch list. This is a list of JSRs that you build of things that you want to have them all in one convenient place so that you don't have to go through all the site navigation to get to the different JSRs. You can collect them all in your My JSRs page. In addition, on that My JSRs page, you'll have a list of the JSRs on which you serve as an expert and the JSRs for which you are a spec lead. Anytime there is an update made to any of those JSRs, the ones you're watching, the ones on which you are an expert, or you're leading, a little update icon will appear and it will provide some information as to what has been updated. So just looking at the My JSRs page will give you an overview of the stuff that is of particular interest to you with JSRs. In addition to that, with each JSR, we have implemented message boards. So in the current site and in the past, anytime that you've wanted to find out any information about a JSR and you weren't on the expert group, you'd have to send a message to the interest alias for that JSR. And that presented some problems, most notably that spec leads who answered the questions found that they were answering the same questions over and over and over again because nobody could see what had been asked before. So with a message board, you can now browse and see which questions have been asked before. It's kind of almost a knowledge base as questions are asked and answered and posted on there. In addition, you can discuss it with other people in the community. If you're really interested in a particular JSR, you can discuss it and talk amongst other members as you are interested in the JSR. In addition to the publicly available message board, each JSR will have a message board that is private for the expert group, so that the expert group also has the same capability to archive and review the archives of their discussions. So, with that, I'll say that we are very excited about all the new features that we're developing and have developed for the new site. And I urge you to stay tuned as we will be providing more details on new features in the coming weeks. Thank you.